That's me.
Oh! Well, that wasn't my fault. That's because there's a slight A1 chaos situation here at the moment. Simon Bates brought me a bottle of champagne this morning, and I think the arm of the record jumped during the excitement. Good morning to you. A very good morning. It's a Friday morning, and what else can I say? Many thanks to everybody who turned up outside the BBC this morning. A motley crew, some very friendly people, and it was a bit chilly at 6 o'clock. It was very nice to see you all. And Sue B, and Piers, and Mums and Sisters, Inez, Rachel, and Naomi, also Friends Jones, Susie, Bella, Vanessa, Sylvia, and Janine. They're asked for, plus a mention for the fifth year at Haverstock School, Chalk Farm. And thank you very much indeed for that card. And Pat and Stan, that's Mum and Dad, and David and Angela are in Bedford, and Jenny and Dave and baby Zoe, also in Bedford, and Elaine and Martin, and other names far too numerous to mention, have been asked for by Tracy, who also came along yesterday. So, you are completely mad, Tracy. Mr. Wogan has just dropped some slime in my lap.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'll come back and haunt you.
Oh, it's revolting. Susan Pepinall, hello. She's at Chelsea Gardens, Parkside Estate, Houghton Regis, Dunstable in Bedfordshire. And she goes to Northfields Upper School and wanted to mention she caught me yesterday while I was buying a van at Sheila Tucker and Peter Tucker and Jeffrey Tucker. And doesn't slime feel horrible on your cheeky bits? And Sharon Tew and Julie Bolton and another Bolton and a Jenny. And they were all up at Hockcliffe in Bedfordshire as well. Oh, here's my record of the week. Final play for my final record of the week. This... Glad this is not television, we'd all be out of a job.
Said the fight to make ends meet, keeps a man up on his feet, holding down his job, and sure he can't be bought.